I wanted to show you a few of the t-shirts that I found recently at a museum gift shop. I only took photographs as I have too many t-shirts already. This one says, "Knowing everything turns out to be slightly boring." That could be a celebration of ignorance, but perhaps instead it means telling everything you think you know turns out to be boring, a very boring way to be with other people. Next slide, please. This one says, "I miss my pre-internet brain." I think I would add to it, "I miss my pre-cell phone mindfulness." And the final slide. "Our only hope is to invent something smarter than ourselves." It seems to me that the problem is that we've been trying to invent things powerful enough that they are able to do the things that we used to do with our own brains and bodies. And the problem is that we don't have the wisdom to keep up with all that power. Wisdom for our own lives means reflecting and learning from experience and then making better decisions and choices in the days to come. Wisdom for a whole society means learning from experience and learning from one another and learning to trust one another and then together making the best choices we can. Right now in this country, the lack of wisdom is so dire that it's tragic and it's deadly. Indeed, the historian Timothy Snyder says that we in this country are at risk of tyranny. A specialist on the history of authoritarian regimes, Snyder posted a long essay on tyranny through Facebook shortly after the current U.S. presidential administration took power in 2017. He laid out the definition of authoritarianism and the warning signs that he saw in actions of the U.S. president and congressional and Senate leadership. His post went viral, and soon he turned it into a book, On Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century. Snyder compares the words and actions of the current administration here to those of several Central European and Eastern European countries in the 20th century when they became totalitarian states. For example, the leaders of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany used rhetoric that scapegoated certain groups as the source of people's pain. We hear that now. We've heard that for a long time. In this nation, danger signs in the past year and a half include attacks on the free press, the undermining and condemning of leaders of partner nations and allies, and the befriending of dictators while defending their oppression of their own people and invasion of other territories. We've seen the use of federal agencies to terrify vulnerable populations, including children and their parents. We've seen words and actions toward the criminalization of whole categories of people. Snyder points out that leaders who are tyrants will declare themselves above the law, rejecting customs of transparency, refusing any scrutiny of conflicts of interest. If democratic procedures of government fail to serve their agenda, they go around those procedures. Lying is the trademark of tyranny. And if authoritarians are challenged, they lie even more. They trample on human dignity and respect, values to which peaceful and free societies must aspire. So, dear friends, the stakes are very high. To people who care about this country's health, to other countries who worry about the loss of our integrity and leadership in international institutions, and to the most vulnerable of our fellow human beings, the risks are both real and unsettling. So what does this have to do with t-shirts? After all, they are consumer items, pieces of cloth fabric with catchy words and images. Surely a shirt won't save us, no matter the inspiration of a famous quotation or powerful slogan on it. Yet the variety of slogans and commitments on t-shirts makes me think about the fabric of our common life. Timothy Snyder's 20 lessons are intended not to cause despair among us, but to promote the health of society. He suggests actions that all of us can do to mend and protect our common fabric. His book is a rich one, so I will mention just a few things that he mentions, that he talks about, a few things that relate to what we do as a religious community. One lesson is to defend institutions. Defend our systems of government from being undermined. Defend the rule of law. Protect voting rights and voting access. And defend the freedom of the press from coercion or suppression. Among the seven Unitarian Universalist principles, number five is to affirm and promote the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large. Here, I have a t-shirt with all seven principles. And you can read it afterwards. You can buy it if you want. Or if you don't want to pay for it, I'll give it to you. I have way too many. Snyder says it is important to support local institutions, those which make a community what it is, which bring people together face to face, which help us remember common decency and respect. Most of my own t-shirts display my connection to institutions or movements, including schools I've been a part of, and including Unitarian Universalism. This shirt is one from a Habitat for Humanity project of the congregation I served in Minnesota before I moved here. It's warm. And this one is in celebration of the New York Public Library that a friend gave me. Libraries are pillars of a free society. Libraries help people to connect, learn, gain skills, find work, enrich their sense of beauty and creativity, and especially to get access to information and ideas without restriction. 2 weeks ago, I was in New York City and I walked around Brooklyn with an old friend. Sightseeing in hot and very humid weather was a drag. But that was what we were doing that day. After a few hours, we took a break in a neighborhood branch of the Brooklyn Public Library. That very plain, one-story concrete building was cool, and it was buzzing with kids, reading, hearing stories in groups, talking together, working on computers, and selecting new books to read. To me, sitting amid the sights and sounds of a lively community was as refreshing as the air conditioning was. Timothy Snyder urges us to go to places we have never been before and make new friends. In the words of Harvard Divinity School professor Stephanie Paulsell, people who are isolated in society are much easier for authoritarian regimes to harm and control than those who are held, seen, and remembered in community. Making eye contact and exchanging simple greetings are practices by which we recognize each other's humanity and weave each other into a shared life. T-shirts exemplify this connecting of people. The message or picture on a shirt should be like an invitation to conversation. Perhaps beginning with the question, "Tell me about your shirt." Of course, if you ask, tell me about your shirt, the other person could say, I don't know, I bought it at a thrift store. But even so, we are beginning a conversation. One more lesson from Snyder. When times are hard, we need to keep our values clear and our commitments vital. But merely knowing what we believe, merely knowing what we care about, will not be enough when times are frightening and painful. Not be enough when the fabric of our common life is being pulled apart. To keep our commitments vital, he says, we need to practice them. We need to encourage others to practice them, to practice and value their commitments. We do this by serving together, by remembering the beauty of community and its power. We do this by helping out, by engaging in conversation and dialogue, through fellowship over meals, sharing music and the other arts, teaching and learning from one another, by eye contact, or by the real human voice, by our authentic presence with one another. This is crucial work in keeping the fabric of our lives, the fabric of our communities, the fabric of our society strong, healthy, vital, and embracing. I thank all of you for doing that in this community and in all the communities in which you are engaged. I thank you for showing up, not only to restore your own spirits, but to support one another. So may it be. Blessed be. Amen.